Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak how to gain self-esteem when we lose. Imagine we are in a devastating situation. And then we lose our self-confidence and self-esteem. So for sure we cannot always win. This means to lose our self-confidence is okay. The other problem is that we want to win, that we put us too much on attention. And through that we fail. Even if other people would give us a solution, we are close to it, we close up our heart, we cannot adapt. So this failing was even not necessary, mostly of the cases. And even if we have failed, then the most important thing is that we have to go fast on track. And that is the difference between a successful person and an unsuccessful person. So a successful person says, okay, I've lost, boom, I'm here. And the unsuccessful person is crying, wimping on the ground for years, oh, I've lost everything. Instead, just to come back, get back on track, and self-esteem is down, self-confidence is down, everything is down. That is not the right life solution. Okay. There was a billionaire Flick in Germany. He was four times billionaire. No? Four times. This means he was four times bankrupt. And he had done it again and again and again. The real thing is that we learn something. Because he had learned to become a billionaire, he could become a billionaire again and again and again. This means the learning is more important, is more important, is more important than the things what we gain. Because when we have learned it, we can get it back. If we didn't have learned it, we cannot get it back. Easy thing. Okay. And if we fail, we learn more. So the failing is good. Okay. Imagine you are lying on your deathbed. Do you think that most of your acquisitions are valuable? What you got in your life, why are valuable the stress, the failing and so on? Nope. So this means we take our today situation or our today failing too important because we are too identified with our failure, with our acquisitions, and not enough identified with our learning, because life is for learning and not for acquisitions. It's just so damn simple. Just think it over. And how we can get rid of our identification? Meditation. So, and we don't want to suffer and to lose our self-confidence. That is also why. Where we should lose our self-esteem. Another example. So I read the statistic from the divorce rate in the world, and it was so shocking. No? Okay, think it over. You marry, no? And then divorce, and you think you are a failure. For sure, because you have married. The problem is a marriage, nothing else. Okay. 90% of the wives in Germany after 5 years are unhappy with their husband. Oh. You said you have failed. Okay, we make it better. Imagine, or can you imagine how you will be in 10 years? How smart you will be, if you will be healthy, how beautiful you are, how much broken you will be, how smart and cute your children will be, or how many children you will have? Can you predict that? I cannot. So even I try my best, if the spouse doesn't try her best, nothing will work out. Marriage is very risky. And it is not working. If I see the the divorce rates from all the countries, it's between 20% and 70%. Okay, some countries is on 10%, but also many countries are cheating this divorce rate. So I trust rather more only the Western statistics. Okay, even they're lying, but okay, the Western statistics is normal case for the countries over 40%. Between 30% is the best. For Asia, there is one or two countries, Vietnam is 10%, and Thailand should be 20%. Never, never 20%. It's rather more 70%. Okay. So if 50-70% and you cannot forecast the outcome and you cannot control the wedding, and if you see these bad statistics, the problem is with the marriage. And so you never have that. So, and now we come back to our self-esteem. If we lose also our self-esteem, not only our self-confidence, we will lose our self-confidence when we fail. For sure. But we can come back fast if we want. So this means we should not build up our self-esteem on worldly things. We should build up from inside. And again, meditation, again, Qigong. Okay, we have feelings and thoughts. And feelings and thoughts are energy. And, as I can show it to you very, how easy it is. But okay, I have exercised it so many years. Okay, this is not fair if I exercise it and show it to you. But everybody can learn it. We can alter the energy of our body and we can move the energy through Qigong. This means we can be at all time blissful with special techniques like Qigong. So if we build up our self-esteem and if we lose everything, we still have our self-esteem. And everybody will lose. There is no, if we try something, we lose, for sure. And if we don't try anything, then we are fearful, we are cowards, and we're living a boring life. So if you want to live a more risky life, more exciting life, then we risk something. Okay? And then we fail. Everybody fails. But to lose also our self-esteem, that is just stupid. The solution is we build up from inside and not depend from worldly things. Okay, what to do when we are in a devastating situation and we lose our self-esteem and self-confidence. So we exhaust our body with sport or dancing like crazy to get rid of our tension, aggression, sadness, negative feelings. And afterward, we meditate on making qigong. And then we can build up a self-esteem, what is independence from worldly things. This is it. Still, we have self-esteem when we, and this is really good enough for us. Okay. So I cannot give you a solution that you never will pay. Okay, maybe you never will pay so often like me. This for maybe, other, I don't think so. I'm a total failure, but I'm happy. Okay, thank you very much that you have seen this video, and bye.